Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome YouTube. So YouTube echo. Here we go. We are so happy to have you with us, and Pastor is with us via truck from the seat of the truck. Amen. From the seat of the truck on the road of life. Yeah, there we go. Amen. He's still foul. He is foul. Amen. Amen. All right, here we go. Let's start out with our pledges and our opening prayer. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And then our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. pray this, as you pray this, remember who you are in God. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And then let's pray these two verses. We pray them over Jerusalem. We pray them over the United States of America. And pray these over every lost person in your lives. Or you know what? If you just happen to be someplace and you see somebody that you know needs to know God, pray this over them. Jeremiah 24:7. And you don't need to go lay your hand on their forehead or anything. You can pray it from a distance. That God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole hearts. Or Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. Amen. Are you still with us? I know I'm reading out of the book of Acts. Oh, Acts 13 and 14 is where Pastor was. Oh, okay. I certainly have a load if you want me to pray more. I'd love to pray them. All right. Let me look and see where those are at. Here we go. Our declarations against the isms. In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus. And we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, Satanism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. To all the isms, you have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you, not our Bibles, our Constitution, or our rifles. You may think we've been driven off, but we, the children of God have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for freedom, liberty, and the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. In Psalms 144:14 out of the Passion Translation says, our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. In our prayer ending secular humanism's rebellion against God in his divine attributes, God our Father, in the name of Jesus, which is high above every name, high above every principality, every power, every might, and every dominion. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind the effects of the demonic actions of humanism that have dared to try to take root in our nation. We declare that the Ecclesia, God's governing body of authority on the earth, we have repented of our sins. We are seeking your face. We have risen up and we are prophesying and proclaiming boldly the word of God against this rebellion. In Jesus' name, we boldly declare we will not allow the lies and deception to function hidden from the light of your word any longer. We ask you for transformative change to come into our nation and the Ecclesia, the body of Christ. Give us educational leaders who will work diligently from within to change it and to work alongside of the parents in the training of their children. Give us leaders in government who will promote godly change. Uproot, dismantle, and silence those governmental leaders who have willingly accepted this demonic, humanistic agenda. Uproot, dismantle, and silence those in the media that dare to promote the godless curse of humanism. We bind the perverse spiritual forces behind humanism, declaring that by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, the humanistic agenda and all of its yokes are destroyed by the word of truth. All of its effects all of its efforts are dead from the roots up. And the believers will say, like the disciples, Master, that tree we cursed is dead. With your authority, might, dominion, and empowerment, we prophesy the end of the humanistic agenda. The voices of the Ecclesia will continually become louder than the voices of the humanist abominations. We are the righteous, and we are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah in us. We raise our voices louder than the government. We know as we pray, you hear our voice in heaven, and their voice is only heard by man on earth. We know you hear our prayers. We know we have the petitions we ask for. We know you are baptizing the body of Christ with power from on high to contend for the faith and take authority over this force of wickedness. We declare deliverance and salvation comes today to those who have been bound by its deception. We believe that all across this land, a powerful demonstration of your Ecclesia will be seen continually. We ask for it. We declare it. We prophesy it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, yep. Yeah, amen. You are on your way. Amen. Yeah. All right, and what? We did not. I was gonna say, nope, I don't think I do. I can dig it up. All right. Welcome on YouTubers. Well, welcome Dan and Phyllis, and welcome Brother Joe. Welcome to you. Welcome Rebecca and Sunday. Love you guys. And Tracy, so good to see you. Reverend Joseph Cottle. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 Amen. Amen. All right, here we go. And welcome, Richard. I see you here too now. Love you. Glad you're here. And all of you other ones that I don't see a name to yet, but I see you there. Welcome. Here we go. John 8:29.
Yeah.
Yep. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. And as he spoke those words, many believed him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you'll be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you're able. He didn't say that. Yes, yes. Yeah. All right, Joshua 1, verse 5. No man shall abide to stand before you all the days of your life. No man shall be, what did I say? Is I making my own words again? No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Abide, be able, what's the difference? As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? But do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. You're welcome. It's Luke 2:52. So we'll start at 50 here. Luke 2, verse 50. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in the favor with God and man. There you go. All right, 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. To what? 15? Hold on. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public obstacle or spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So let no one judge you in food. Oh, do you want me to continue there or no?
No.
Here we go. Now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews and so spoke that a great multitude, both of the Jews and of the Greeks, believed. But the Amen. Glory be to God. Ready? But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Therefore, they... All right. Now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews and so spoke that a great multitude, both of the Jews and of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Verse 3, therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, part sided with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them, they became aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia. Yeah, that place. Lycaonia. Oh, yeah. All right. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We did. And grew amazingly in wisdom and understanding. Amen. I was going to say, I got to. Amen. Yes. Yeah, amen. Amen. It is 8:30-ish. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got all kinds of comments going on over here. Let me get to this screen fully. I haven't been able to see it. Everybody, oh, go ahead. All right, everybody's welcoming everybody. You're so wonderful about that. Is a false, oh my goodness, what was it? A false something of importance. Yeah. Maybe it was just a false sense of importance. They're saying, Rebecca, that was a great statement. What you focus on most will increase in your life. And that is so true. That was a really good statement. Yeah. Richard, having disarmed. Hallelujah. Yes. Just disarmed the principalities. Glory be to God Almighty. I'm a believer. Amen. You're in the dark, Pastor, but you're so bright in the Lord, I can almost see you. And Sunday, amen and amen. All kinds of good comments going on. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you for putting verses in, Tracy, too. I so appreciate that. Would you also write in there that statement that busyness is a false sense of importance? I was going to write that in there too, but you know, we all know I've been banned from commenting on YouTube, so I irritated this YouTuber somehow. Oh yeah. All right. Going to Mark 5. Here we go. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he, Jesus, had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." That just sounds like an invitation to me. I don't know about you guys, but every time I read that, I think, ooh. 8, verse 8, for he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demonized and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw, isn't it amazing how people get so used to things being so wrong, so disorderly, that when things are finally put in order, it's so unfamiliar and almost terrifying to it. Well, here it says they were afraid. It was like they'd never seen that happen. It was unfamiliar. And even though it was right, they were still afraid of it. Verse 16, and those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. And that happens with people that have been ill for a very long time. They often won't let go of that illness, not realizing it, but they don't, because that's what they've been familiar with for so long. Verse 17. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. That's just crazy. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that the Jews had done for him, and all marveled. Do you want me to keep
going? To Jesus.
Did I say Jews? Well, he was a Jew, but. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Do you want me to keep going? Thank you. Yeah, it's just crazy. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. great. Hey, where is Roger? We do miss you, Roger. All right. So we're going to read the verses out of the Bible that talk about communion. Before we do that, I want to invite anyone, if you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as soon as I get done reading these verses, I'm going to put up the prayer of salvation. This is the prayer that you pray, or a prayer that you pray to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then you are saved, born again with it's the same thing, being saved or born again. You'll hear those words used both ways, but they both mean the same thing. You have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You may not know what all that pertains to. You may not understand everything. Please get a hold of us. If you have questions about doing that before you make that decision, get a hold of us. We will help bring understanding to you, answer any questions you have. We'd love to hear from you. And then when you do make that decision, we would love to help you know how to walk out your new life as a Christian. This is a decision you don't want to wait on. Jesus could return at any moment. And if you have not received him yet, let's just not talk about that. This is a decision that changes your life here and now. This changes your eternity. It is a decision most important. So we will pray the prayer of salvation. That's all it takes to begin your new life as a Christian. And then we'll help you walk out. You don't have to know everything before you make that decision. Once you make that decision, then we'll help you walk out that life. But it needs to be a heartfelt decision that you make. So anyways, here we go. We'll read the verses out of the 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to start at verse 23. This is when Jesus had the Last Supper with the disciples before he was betrayed. So here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." That means just taking this without any consideration of what you're doing, without doing it in remembrance of what Jesus did for us. Verse 28, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." By examining yourself, that means realizing you are a sinner and you need a Savior to get to heaven, and that's Jesus. Verse 29, "For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body," the importance of what we're doing here. "For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." So take a moment and ask for forgiveness. We've already received the forgiveness if we're saved and born again. And repent of your sins and say, "Jesus, come into my life. Help me know how to walk with you every day." That's judging yourself, realizing you're in that position of needing this. So here we go. We're going to pray. I'm going to put the prayer of salvation up on the screen so you can actually read it out loud. Read the words for yourself. and mean this from the very depths of your heart. Like I said, this is a decision that changes your life here on earth, but it also will change your eternity. And even if you've prayed this prayer 100 times before, it's okay to pray it again. It's a wonderful refreshing to your spirit and soul. And it's a wonderful rededication to God. So here we go. Putting the prayer up, and then we'll read it together. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time tonight, whether it's here with us live or you may see this video in the future, we say welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so happy for you because we know what a beautiful life this leads to, and it leads to an eternity in heaven with our Lord. So congratulations. Please get a hold of us. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube after the program. And then you can also find our information on our webpage at samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. And our contact information is there. And like I said, Pastor would love to help answer any questions you have. We have so many videos out there too. There's no charge for them, but he can help hook you up with some videos to help bring more understanding and be with us. We're here every day. This wonderful group of people that's with us that we call the Community of Faith, they're a great support system for anyone learning how to walk with God. If you need prayer or direction, and please get a hold of us. We'd love that. And now you're free to receive communion with us. And again, I'll put the... Okay. That's all right. I'm ready to step aside anytime you're here.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So hopefully everyone has your bread or cracker and juice with you at this point, or if you're in a pinch, we do bless and sanctify our elements so you can use something else in its place. In general, it's good to have bread or crackers and grapefruit juice. Those set aside as important for this time with Jesus. So here we go. Let's hold up our elements. We say, Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for these elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now here I'm going to put up the communion verses again. We'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive that together as well. Here we go, New Covenant worship, or our communion prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now pray this prayer out loud together. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered for us and counted it all joy, for the reward that laid ahead. And now let's pray this prayer. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there's no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, it says in the Bible that after they had communion, as they went out, they sang a hymn. Now, it's believed that that hymn is Psalms 118, and I know every once in a while we like to read it just to remember this psalm. So, there's the 92nd lady. So I'm going to read Psalm 118, and I'm going to read out of the Passion Translation tonight. Usually we do New King James. Let's hear the Passion. Keep on giving your thanks to God, for he is so good. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Let all his princely people sing. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Let all his holy... She's rude. Let all his holy priests sing. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Let all his lovers who bow low before him sing. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Out of my deep anguish and pain, I prayed. And God, you helped me as a father. You came to my rescue and broke open the way into a beautiful and broad place. Now I know, Lord, that you are for me, and I will never fear what man can do to me. And I will never fear, for you stand beside me as my hero who rescues me. I love that. There goes the lady again. I don't know if you guys can hear that lady or not. She keeps interrupting me. That's the Blog Talk Radio lady. She's counting down our time. That's who I was talking about earlier when I said she's rude. That was not in the Bible. Here we go. That was verse 7. I've seen with my own eyes the defeat of my enemies. I've triumphed over them all. Lord, it is so much better to trust in you to save me than to put my confidence in someone else. Yes, it is so much better to trust in the Lord to save me than to put my confidence in celebrities. Oh, my. Once I was hemmed in and surrounded by those who don't love you, but by Yahweh's supernatural power, I overcame them all. Yes, they surrounded me like a swarm of killer bees swirling around me. I was trapped like one trapped by a raging fire. I was surrounded with no way out and at the point of collapse, but by Yahweh's supernatural power, I overcame them all. They pushed me right up to the edge, and I was ready to fall, but you helped me to triumph, and together we overcame them all. Lord, you are my true strength and my glory song, my champion, my savior. The joyful songs I now sing will be sung again in the hearts and homes of all your devoted lovers. My loud shouts of victory will echo throughout the land, for Yahweh's right hand conquers valiantly. The right hand of Yahweh exalts. The right hand of Yahweh will never fail. You will not let them kill me, but I will live to tell the world what the Lord has done for me. Yes, the Lord punished me as I deserved, but he'll never give me over to death. Swing wide, you gates of righteousness, and let me pass through, and I will enter into God's presence to worship only him. I'm in verse 20, if anybody's following along. Sometimes it's fun to follow along with different translations. I have found the gateway to God, the pathway to his presence for all his devoted lovers. I will offer all my loving praise to you, and I thank you so much for your answering my prayer and bringing me salvation. The very stone the masons rejected as flawed has turned out to be the most important capstone of the rich, holding up the very house of God. Hallelujah. The Lord himself is the one who has done this, and it's so amazing, so marvelous to see. This is the very day of the Lord that brings gladness and joy, filling our hearts with glee. Oh God, please come and save us again. Bring us your breakthrough victory. Blessed is the one who comes to us, the sent one of the Lord, and from within the temple we cry, we bless you. For the Lord our God has brought us his glory light. I offer him my life in joyous sacrifice. Tied tightly to your altar, I will bring you praise. For you are the God of my life, and I lift you high, exalting you to the highest place. So let's keep giving our thanks to God, for he is so good. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Amen. Amen.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Job 33. Verse 14. For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. I receive the hundredfold return that belongs in my life tonight because I came and helped this program happen. I want my hundredfold return cashable on this earth before heaven. Yes, so we can preach the gospel in Jesus' name. I receive it now. Well, I can read to you if you'd like. Thank you.
We love you, and God loves you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much for being here. Have a good night. God bless your sleep. Okay, there went YouTube, I think. Yep, looks like Brother Dan and Phyllis are still with us. Oh, Phyllis probably can't.